Andy in the morning. Hey, it's Magic 95.1 here on a Wednesday. As always, thanks for hanging out with us. Making us here a part of your morning routine means the world to us. Today, Katie Law is back in studio. She was here Monday. She's here today. Thanks for helping us out.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime.
Just not every day.
Andy, for you, maybe. Almost anything.
We have a lot to get to. We have a list I want to revisit of the best inventions of all time because people are talking about if we invent the coronavirus vaccine, where would that count as our best inventions of all time? So we'll revisit that list. And there's a showbiz list that's out of the best movie and TV plot twists of all time. We'll get to that coming up as well. In the meantime, let's get to what's trending with our news. Expansion here in Fort Wayne at the Dreyer's Ice Cream Plant on Wells Street. $41 million expansion. Now, the new product line is going to be installed, and it's going to help retain 402 full-time permanent jobs. But it doesn't look like it's, at this point, adding any jobs. Vice President Mike Pence will make a campaign stop in Fort Wayne tomorrow, right next to the Fort Wayne International Airport at the Fort Wayne Aero Center. Doors will open at 2:30. The event's at 4. You can get tickets at DonaldJTrump.com. If you missed the opportunity to shop for all the best Prime deals last week during Amazon Prime Days, you're still in luck. Best Buy is giving shoppers another chance to save. The store is offering huge discounts on Amazon's best-selling products and Alexa-enabled products like the Ring doorbell. It's a limited-time sale. It's going to run over here the next 3 days. Sometimes they're like, you know, we don't have to own Black Friday. If we just own some random days in the week during the shopping season, maybe that'll boost what we're trying to do. Plus, Best Buy has a Black Friday guarantee where if you find anything cheaper for them on Black Friday, they'll reimburse you the difference.
After you jump through like 10 hoops.
Yeah, you got to be a Best Buy account member. You got a My Best Buy. You got to join and get a membership. And I'm sure I have a membership there. It's just like, where is it? And do I need a new one? And that whole thing.
Yeah.
Former Indianapolis Colt quarterback Peyton Manning and TV legend David Letterman were hanging out in Muncie yesterday. They were making a stop for Peyton's ESPN Plus series called Peyton's Places. And at one point, they decided to throw footballs at the famed Frog Baby Fountain with beer cans on top. Katie asked the question, which was...
Okay, tell me about this frog baby.
Well, it sounds weird, but it's a, and it certainly is. It's a fountain in the middle of the campus. It is a baby spitting out water. That's the fountain part.
Okay.
And then around it is a bunch of frogs.
You know, there's always beloved spots on campuses.
Yeah.
And people that, you know, they're really, like, they stand up. They're like, that is a work of art. You're an alumni.
I am an alum.
Do you just have really fond memories of Frog Baby Fountain?
Zero fond memories of Frog Baby Fountain.
I know
it's in the center of campus, and so a lot of people meet there and then go someplace else.
Okay.
Hey, let's meet at Frog Baby, and then we're going to go someplace else.
Have you ever splashed around with Frog Baby?
Never splashed around. You know what? I don't know that there's like some sort of ritual. You know, like if you go to certain places like Harvard, you're supposed to touch the foot of this statue and it's supposed to give you luck if you're a freshman.
Okay.
I don't know that Frog Baby has anything like that.
Well, now you need to throw a football at a beer can off of Frog Baby's head.
Well, my thing with that is simply if a kid on campus did that, they'd be, you know,
they'd get in trouble.
Campus police would arrest them or whatever they do with campus police.
Yes.
Those two guys do it. Perfect. On television. Great. Thanks for publicizing the school.
David Letterman loves his Ball State, doesn't he?
There is a plaque there in the campus there in like the TCOM building that says, to all the C students before and after me, Dave Letterman. It's a big plaque. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. Andy, in the morning, it's Magic 95.1. I have the list here of the top 10. They say the most important inventions of all time are on this list. And I can open up the phone lines right now, and at some point, someone's going to guess the internet. Someone will guess the light bulb. Somewhere, someone will make a joke and say, what about the microwave? I get it. Microwave saves you a lot of time.
Microwave, that was a good invention.
The reason why this is on the list is folks are saying, hey, if we're working so hard on this vaccine for COVID, and let's say we get one tomorrow, which we won't, but let's say it comes out. Where would it fall on the list of the most important inventions of all time? So I have for you, I will rattle off some of the lists. They tried to rank them, and we can have some fun with them because, frankly, some of them I just haven't thought about in a while. Like, let's be honest, if you're a farmer around here, you better put tractor in the top 20.
Yeah,
you know? Kinda.
There's been some advances in farming.
In fact, tractor is 20. Airplane is 10. Radio is 11.
Good.
That's good. So we'll go through here. At some point, if you went to school, they told you about the printing press. That's toward the bottom. But number 9 is always good. Ever met an anesthesiologist? Yeah, they've made life a lot easier for you. Anesthesia is in at number 9 because before 1846, they just drugged people up on opioids, basically.
Here's a shot of whiskey.
Or they got them drunk.
Yes.
Or tried to knock them out on purpose. Yeah, I got to go in for an operation. Oh, is it your hip, Bill? Yeah, I just need you to beat me up.
Yeah.
So they can take
bite
care.
That's down what they on did. The stick.
Bite on the stick, and I'm going to knock you out, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
Trust me, it'll feel better than what we're about to do to you.
It hurts me more than it hurts you. Here we go. Number 8 is the car. Number 7 is the computer. Number 6 is the TV. Number 5, they say, is the internet.
Oh, how did we survive before the internet?
You ever have, like, the same reaction in our house is if, like, if we lose internet for just a minute, like, Alexa doesn't respond, we flip out.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Everybody, we might as well be pioneers.
We're so spoiled. We really are. You're naming all these things.
Number 4 is the light bulb. Can you imagine lighting candles all day, every day?
No.
My God. What a taxing thing. Vaccines themselves come in at number 3. So, you know, polio. You ever heard of that? If the answer is no, it's because of vaccines.
Yeah.
Number 2 is the telephone. And the most important invention of all time is electricity, they say. Electricity. And I have to agree with them. I have to agree with them.
Those are all very important things. Some of those even save lives. A lot of them are just modern day conveniences, though, really.
Right? Yeah.
They just make our lives easier.
Sure. I would put like the defibrillator paddle should go on the list.
That's okay? Very important. Yes.
The Keurig should go on my list. Okay.
That does not save lives.
It does not save lives, but it saves my morning every morning.
And everyone you come in contact with probably
as
well.
You ever have a Keurig at home? Do you have a Keurig or something like that? Like that makes
we
the single cup or whatever?
We have a Keurig combined with a coffee maker. Yes.
Do you ever have it with and it's out of water in the back? Your emotions, you're like, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
This day is already crud.
Yeah.
Right here, because now I got to put water in a tank.
Well, it's because you're going through that inconvenience without coffee.
Without coffee. That's it. That is the world can't get worse.
You can't handle things like that without coffee.
There you go. The best and most important inventions of all time. It's Andy in the morning. It's Andy in the morning. It's Magic 95.1. Katie Law in studio helping me out again today. You just came bounding in today with this list from Visit Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Of some of the best or the listing the restaurants in the Fort Wayne area that have heated or outdoor dining options.
Well, we're kind of freaking out a little bit because...
Your family or just your social circles?
Yeah, family, social circle, because we've had these, you know, we've had nice weather. It's been summer. We've been able to sit outside and see each other. Well, you know, that's coming to an end with the cold temperatures. So I'm so glad to see so many restaurants jumping on the outdoor heater bandwagon.
So you showed me a couple on this list, and here's what it pointed out to me. You know, I think one of the staples in Fort Wayne is like everybody knows when a restaurant opens, or
yes.
They know, hey, have you heard about this place? It just opened. Do you know about Sidecar next to Cup or Spoon? And so people talk like that around here as if a new restaurant is the vernacular. Have you been to a new place? Like Summit Grill is a new, Flanagan's restaurant reopened. Bill Bean and his team reopened it there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now called Summit Grill. And people, there was a line. It's near my house, Southwest Fort Wayne. And I see people over there lining up. But to your point, there's a couple on this list from Visit Fort Wayne of restaurants that have outdoor dining options throughout the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even heard of like Bird and Cleavers.
I've been there for brunch, Andy. It is so good. And it's so cute.
They have, look at you, you pointed this out to me. They have an outdoor dining yurt.
You can rent a yurt. So they're not even, they went a step above. They're like outdoor heaters. Nah, we're going to build some yurts.
Yurt, if you don't know, I had to Google it myself. I was like, is that like an igloo? I would say it's like a fancy tent or teepee.
It's a tent igloo.
Yeah, it is. It's like a tent and an igloo got together and made a yurt.
Yes.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and it's fun to say.
Well, yeah, that's an important part. If they name that, like, yeah, that's a great name.
And it's warm inside. That's what matters the most.
Yeah, I saw earlier, like, Three Rivers Distillery was doing igloos, and they're doing that. Those are going to be beginning October 28th, and they'll do it through April 30th of this coming spring. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look, I think restaurants are trying to adapt, and there's a bunch of lists there. Mm-hmm. But anytime you can work yurt into your daily vernacular, won for the day.
We'll set you apart.
So that is good. So we'll share that list over on Magic 95.1's Facebook page. Andy in the Morning, it's Magic 95.1. My wife is expecting our third baby, and we're due at the end of February, early March, somewhere in there. Early March, if she can last that long. And so she has to go in every so often and have these cervix measurements during the ultrasound and her all of this stuff. And because my wife started off by trying to run every morning to try to keep the baby weight down, just so her metabolism would stay up.
Well, and she's always been a runner too.
She does run. Like, she de-stresses by running. Maybe not. When she's really going, she can smoke me on distance runs. Just smoke me. And then there's certain times. So right now, it's so funny. She's not allowed to run because of the old pelvic floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is something at some point, sometime when my wife's talking to me about some of this stuff, I'm like, la la la.
I
know. Your measurements and your pelvic floor, I'm out. Just let me know, are you okay?
And I feel like you are getting 50% of this information correct right now.
Yes,
like,
just
whatever,
so you know,
issue she has going on, you called it a cervix.
That's not what it's called. What is it? What is your
a cervix?
You measure your cervix measurement? Your something? Do you know? You've had two kids. What do you call it when you measure your thing? I don't even know what we're measuring. You either have a short cervix or a big one. I don't know. In my life,
I don't know either.
And so we're making sure that, you know, nothing starts the clock early.
Sure.
So my wife went from running every day to now she speed walks.
And, oh, good.
And
okay.
Even then, that was sort of too much jostling. Mm-hmm. And so we're doing less of that. But so today she's got another measurement on the whole thing.
That's hard because movement is key.
Like, you're supposed to stay active, but you can't move. See, like, that's kind of what the pediatrician, or not the, yeah, the doctor, the OB.
Obstetrician,
thank
yes.
you. The OB is saying, you're like, we need you to stay active, but try not to move. You're like, well, thanks
you're
for
like,
that.
Okay, we'll try yeah, and we'll, find we'll, a happy
we'll
medium there.
Mm-hmm. So I guess maybe biking would fall into that category, but
just
then you got that seat
leg.
Right in the sector of the vector, and you're like, no, that's not comfortable. It's so true. That's not comfortable. So, like, look, I love biking as much as the next guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's truly, I do. I like, hey, would you like to exercise and see 15 miles? Sure, I guess. I got nothing going on.
Yeah.
But my butt says otherwise. 2 miles in with that seat.
You get used to it.
Oh, it's not like you get a butt callus.
Yes,
you
do.
I'm just like, More padding on the butt seats for bikes.
You can buy more padding, and then you can actually buy shorts that have the
padding in it.
In it.
Proof that I'm not the only one with an issue back there.
No.
I'm like, golly.
Get yourself some new shorts.
Training on your Peloton. That has not made everybody's butt better for this. Andy in the Morning. Hey, it's Magic 95.1. Katie Law in studio with me. TheRinger.com came out with a list of the 50 best movie or TV show plot twists of all time. Because what happens is, notoriously right now, this is when the networks would start debuting their fall TV lineups, mm-hmm. if they haven't already. Sometimes they have, you know, late September, early October premieres of their new series. This is why The Bachelorette is new, but it's one of the few network shows that anybody follows anymore.
Right. You have, I saw This Is Us is starting up again.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. back when those few that are continuing to break through, that's why they have put together some of these lists to try to let you know of best TV and movie sort of plot twists of all time, because there's some Game of Thrones stuff on here. Ooh. There's some stuff from Lost on here. And I was like, well, I guess let's work with that. Let's see if we can't make some of this work. So here we go. Hopefully I'm not giving away anything if you haven't seen any of these, though. Most of this you have.
And if you were that interested, like in Lost, you would have, you know, watched
Lost
it.
Is in at number 10 on the list. Season 3 finale was really a flash forward reveal of what ultimately happens is on the list. There's things on the list like when Coco, do you ever watch the movie Coco on Disney Plus? I watch a lot of Coco. When you find out the guy is really his dad, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Psycho, when Mrs. Bates is actually Norman. that reveal.
Oh, yeah. And that's good for this month, too. People are looking for scary movies.
The movie Chinatown, I've never seen.
I haven't either.
There's a big twist there that I don't even know if I should give away. This one I won't give away. Number 7 on the list is Parasite. That movie just won Best Picture. And since it's so new, I'm going to save it. There's a big twist there.
That movie is so good. It's so different.
Have you watched Parasite?
Yes.
Is there a twist there at the end?
100% yes.
It has to do with a basement. That's all I know.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's a disturbing film. It's different from anything you've ever seen.
Well, that's good.
But it's well done. It's good.
50 best movie and TV plot twists of all time. Number 6 is, you ever watch The Good Place on NBC?
Yes, I did.
Do you feel like I'm giving anything away if I let you know that The Good Place is actually The Bad Place?
Uh-huh.
Number 5 is Fight Club. When you learn that Tyler Durden is a figment of the narrator's imagination.
That's right.
Usual Suspects, when the world first met Kevin Spacey.
Oh, don't tell me that one. I still have not seen that movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Don't tell me.
Usual Suspects is so good. You're going along and you're like, what's the point of this movie? And then at the end you go, holy cow.
Okay. I know. It's always on my list. I know I need to watch it.
Number 3 is Sixth Sense.
Okay, yes.
Number 2 is Something Happens with the Red Wedding and Game of Thrones.
Oh.
And then, of course, the number 1 plot twist, TV movie twist of all time. Can you guess at all? Is there anything that comes to mind?
Well, I was going to say Usual Suspects, but you said that like 3 ago. So.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
There it is. There is the plot twist of all time. There.
Biggest mic drop ever.
That's when people are like, that's it. That's the best. Of course, as you heard it there, it's not Luke, I am your father. It's no, I am your father, which is a big misquote of all time when it comes to TV and movie plot twists.
So interesting.
Confessions because again, this is a list that would make sense if you're getting ready to start a new fall lineup. Hey, look at this TV show. But we just kind of don't do that the way we used to. Plus, you throw COVID on top of it. Things are coming out at all random times these days. It's Andy in the Morning. I'm really excited about what's going on in Hollywood today. Some of it's generational. I'm fine with that. As it is Back to the Future Day. Which, again, it's sort of a made-up day, but if you follow the movie, let me see if you got to get the theme song here. This is the date Marty McFly traveled in the second Back to the Future movie to the future, October 21st, 2015. Of course, that's now 5 years ago, and we probably would have liked a heads-up on COVID. That would have been great.
Yeah, let's use that to our advantage for other things.
Well, I will say, though, they're re-releasing what they're calling the Ultimate Back to the Future trilogy, and part of it is a continued bonus footage, and one of it is an audition of Ben Stiller trying out as Marty McFly.
So what are your parents like? Are they as square as mine?
Lorraine, lately I've come to the conclusion I don't know anything about my parents.
Hey, why are you so nervous?
Well, have you ever been in a situation where, well, you know you have to act a certain way, but when you get there, you're not sure you can really go through with it?
This is the scene where you have to basically, as a kid, make out with your mom.
Awkward.
And if you can nail that scene, I'm sure you got the part.
So. I mean, Ben Stiller's great. Look at his career. But I just can't imagine anybody else besides Michael J. Fox in that part.
Originally, that role was cast by somebody else.
Yes.
And they had to basically reshoot the whole movie because they didn't like how serious the other actor was taking it.
I have heard that story,
And so that's when he came in last minute and sort of turned it into, you know, the more likable comedy situational comedy that it is. That's one of the movies that don't get made like that anymore.
It's a classic.
Other Hollywood news: Universal Studios has greenlit 2 more Fast and the Furious movies. You're getting Furious 10 and 11, and they say reportedly they'll be the final 2 in the series. F9, if you're curious, is being delayed because of the pandemic. Again, once you get a franchise going in Hollywood and people know what it is.
Yep.
They're going to keep going to that well. Here's a fun fact. I've never seen them one. I've never seen any of the Fast and the Furious movies in my life.
I haven't either, but I just thought of another one. We were trying to think of other franchises, and of course there's all the Marvel and Star Wars, but how many Pirates of the Caribbean movies are there?
Is there
that's
five?
A,
is there five,
big franchise.
Five or six?
Yeah.
Maybe five.
So not as many as Fast and Furious.
Yeah, not like 11 that are on the way. Yikes.
I know, and they've said these are the final ones, but they're going to have spin-offs, and they're going to continue to monopolize.
Yeah, I know The Rock's character already has one spin-off and has a couple spin-offs in the work from the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Well, there you go.
Nicolas Cage has a terrible reputation with money, and he does so many bad movies because he is poor with money. He also lives in Las Vegas, so there's irony there. So they finally asked him, how often do you gamble since you live in Vegas? He goes, I haven't gambled in 30 years. Because 30 years ago, I was in the Bahamas, Nicolas Cage says, and he won nearly $20,000 playing roulette. He's like, I took the money to a nearby orphanage, handed over the money, and I've never gambled again because if I did, it would ruin this story.
Everyone has their reasons.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And finally, former producers of The Bachelor and Bachelorette series have revealed this secret. I think it's been revealed before, but they've confirmed it again, that they track the contestants' menstrual cycles so they can interview them during that time of the month where they're most likely to get a more dramatic or a more emotional response.
Well, after you have 25 women, 15 women all living together, they're all going to be on the same cycle anyway. But that aside, the whole premise of this, it is just...
It's shocking.
It's shady. Oh, God, that show, I swear.
They are the best at making bad TV.
Yes.
That's what's happening in Hollywood.
It's Andy in the Morning on Magic 95.1.